Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because there's a lot to cover in this video. Got a lot of news packed in here and want to get right into it. So first things first, guys, think about this. You know, we are told how unemployment is just, it's not bad. And it is at one of the lowest levels in our history. And everybody needs to understand that. But then you get stories like this that 107 million people are out of work right now. That is staggering when you hear that figure. 107 million people are not working. Do they not want to work? Can they not find jobs? You know, remember during the pandemic, we had things like quiet quitting and we had, you know, older boomers that were just tired of working for the young kids and didn't respect us. They're just going to, you know, I'm just going to retire early. The problem with it is a lot of people never went back to work, never went back to work. And with that, I still am blown away because how do you eat? How do you pay your bills? How do you pay the electric bill, you know, make a car payment if you don't have a job? And, oh, I have savings account, Dan. I can live with my savings account. Well, how long can you do that without income coming in if you're not of the age for Social Security or a pension or things like that? It is crazy, guys, right now. Now, we've talked about this. I have friends that have worked for the county, and they are my age, and they are officially retired for working 30 years at the county. And they're making, you know, $10,000 a month, staying at home, walking their dog all day. Great gig if you can get it. Now, with that, the problem with it is you're going to look at pensions like this that are going to get cut in half. CalPERS just announced that they're going to cut people 40%. And some of these people are shocked because they've been relying on their pension forever and now they're not going to have that money coming in. Okay? So there's that. The next thing is we have the largest percentage of men, young men between 18 and 29 ever that are not in the workforce. And not only that, they don't want to work. They're not interested in looking for work. They're not interested in finding a job right now because the gig is good. They live with mom and dad. You know, it's funny. I had this conversation with somebody today about how when I was young, all I wanted to do was get out of the house. At 18, I didn't want to live with my parents. So you have this huge percentage of men that are living at home still. It's unbelievable right now. But you add that to the 107 million people, and this is just crazy town right now, that you have all these people that are not working right now and don't have really an intention to look for work. Okay? Now, the next thing is Consumer Price Index, CPI, came in hotter than normal. And of course, there's other news on right now that makes it so that we're not paying attention to this right now with Senate hearings and things like that, which is ridiculous right now, because in the last 3 years, you cannot argue with the fact that prices have not gone down. They have stabilized somewhat, but when inflation is up to 3.2%, this is not a good number, guys. And if you ask anybody in Canada or in the UK, they would jump up and down for inflation of 3.2%. We are seeing numbers that haven't seen in a long time, but it basically its energy costs have gone through the roof right now. Okay, so you guys have to pay this. You guys know this. And, you know, I'm tired of being lied to. I'm tired of people that look at their wages, the people that do have jobs, and they're down 2.4%, but inflation's up 3%. Well, let's do the math. Let's just use that. You are not making enough money to pay your bills right now. It is that simple, and people don't get it. Now, one thing that was sent to me by a friend of mine was his son was unhappy with where his tax return was headed. In other words, wow, I'm only getting a few $100 back when my buddy got back $20,000. I should be getting more back. Guy doesn't own a house, guy doesn't own a business, guy works for somebody. I'm not going to say what profession he does because it would give it away. But the problem with it is I did stories about this 2 years ago and a year ago, and now I'm going to have to start doing them again. If you cut corners on your taxes and you make up fake deductions that you don't have, you're going to get caught now, because all they're doing is looking for stuff like this. That is all that they are doing. They are not going to waste their time. They're not just going to let people get these checks. You're going to get the refund, okay? But the problem is these shysters that go out there and are lying to people and saying, oh, just make up the deductions and do this. You are stupid to do this, because the IRS has hired tens of thousands of people just to look over returns right now. And if it doesn't smell right, guess what? It doesn't smell right, and they're going to come after you. So many people that have gotten COVID money, PPP money, EIDL money, and all these grants where they had employees. It's like, you know, the $26,000. Do you know that the $26,000 grant was based on someone's income of $52,000? The most you could get would be $26,000 if somebody, you paid them $52,000. I just say you paid them $52,000. They're not going to figure it out. Yeah, they are going to figure it out. Just like they're going to come after these deductions. You have to look at this. You have to take it seriously. Please don't cut corners on your taxes. Don't make up stuff, because they're going to catch you. And every year, what we get is stories of the tax preparers that get licensed for a year, and then they go out, and what they do is they go out and they're in business for a year. They've gotten all these people refunds. They've made a bunch of money, and then they are out of business, okay? But now they're starting to prosecute those people. So, uh-oh, what do you mean to prosecute those people? Yeah, I covered this a year ago, and it's only going to get worse this year. The fake tax preparers, what they do is, let's say, I'm just going to use round figures. Let's say it costs you $500 to get your taxes done. These preparers get you massive refunds, like $20,000, and they say, listen, my fee is $1,400. Well, that's a hell of a deal. I'm getting, you know, I was supposed to get $500 back, and now I'm getting $20,000. I'll give you $1,400. The only problem is that they're making stuff up to do that. Don't do this. The IRS is going to come after you. I'm telling you this, and they're going to come after these tax preparers if they're still in business. How long have you done this? How long have you been in this location? Ask people the normal questions that you would ask your mechanic for somebody preparing your taxes. Do the same thing. Share your thoughts on this stuff so far right now. And again, I cannot believe the number of people that are not working right now. It is staggering. So let me know what you think about this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Amy Lee. Think about this, guys. We live in a time of medical breakthroughs. And with all these breakthroughs, it is still amazing to me that there are foods out there that we have in the United States that are banned in other countries. And what Dr. Lee has done is she's put together a list of foods that we think are health foods that are actually depleting our energy, hurting our digestive tract, hurting our skin, and there's something you can do about it by just avoiding these three foods. Now, she put together a video, threeharmfulfoods.com/Dan. The number 3harmfulfoods.com/Dan. If you watch this video, you'll see how you can eliminate these from your diet and you can stay healthier by just getting rid of these simple health foods that we think are healthy, but they're actually wreaking havoc on our digestive system and our gut health, and do something about it today. Go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dan. That's the number 3. Best thing to do is go to the link below. It's the easiest way to get to it. But check it out today and take a look at things you should avoid. I've talked to you guys about this a lot. I love silver as an investment. Guess what the 8th largest investment is now over silver? It's Bitcoin. Bitcoin surpassed silver as the 8th largest global investment. That was wild to me. I was like, wow, I was blown away. Read the story below on that. And silver is very undervalued. The price is suppressed. Every year, they do not mine enough to meet the demand for silver, but you can buy Bitcoin, you can buy silver, you can buy all that stuff. Roku just had a major crash where they had a cyber attack, and all the data was stolen, people's credit card information, their email addresses, their names, everything like that, their address, everything you put into a Roku account. Huh, I guess I do put a lot of stuff in there for my billing address, for my credit card, all the stuff that you don't want. And it's kind of under the radar right now, but Roku's got tens of thousands and, you know, of subscribers, hundreds of thousands of subscribers, but they don't know the full extent of the amount of people that got hit with that yet, okay? Organized crime rings, when it comes to retail theft, are, you know, on the rise. And the organized crime rings, great story out of TJ Maxx, how these people walk in to the stores and they subvertly steal merchandise and then do things like try to return it or, I'll take the store credit. The store credit's just as valuable because you could get a gift card and it could be from the baby store, TJ Maxx, or anything like that. And then you take that and you go, listen, I've got a $300 gift card. You can go sell that on the open market for $200 cash, and you've got cash and you've washed that money out of the system. So you're going to see more and more things like this. Everybody thinks of the smash and grab robberies as the biggest problem, which they are. They're a huge problem. Don't get me wrong with that. But the bigger problem is this organized crime ring, and they're not being prosecuted. The people that get caught, they're being given tickets and being sent away. You're seeing craziness right now where you're seeing auto theft, grand theft auto, violent crimes, destruction of property, and they're giving these people a ticket, hoping that they're going to come back and show up for court. And guess what? Thieves do. They don't show up. Oh, well, we're going to have, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a warrant out for their arrest. We'll show them. Oh, okay. And then what? Then they're going to get arrested and let go again? Come on. This is getting crazy, guys, that we're living through this. But we're supposed to pay our bills. We're supposed to live a decent life, be kind to one another while the thieves go out and wreak havoc on our lives. Correct me if I'm wrong. Share your thoughts on this stuff. Let me know what you think about this so far. Just a quick video today, but I'm going to finish it with this. There is a store called The Body Shop, and you're going to see more and more of this. In fact, I just spoke to a financial advisor today about this, and he said, wow, Dan, you were right. You're going to see this time and again. The Body Shop parent company is in the UK, and it's one of those, they sell soaps, lotions, things like that. And the stores in the United States closed overnight because the UK company basically filed for what their term of bankruptcy is in the UK, and it brought down the American subsidiary overnight. Everybody loses their job. The malls are closed. Everything is done overnight. Now, another store, Boston Market, they just got barred for filing bankruptcy for 6 more months. Now, understand this. Certain stores use bankruptcy as a tool. Put off their creditors, blow people off, don't pay their bills. Well, Mr. Pandya, the CEO of Boston Market, he just got banned from filing bankruptcy for 6 more months. Pay your bills, come back with a reorganization plan, because what he would do is he would file bankruptcy and not have a plan. Then the plan would get dismissed and he'd refile again. So the judge says, no, Pennsylvania judge says, no, you cannot file bankruptcy. Have you guys seen any Boston Markets lately? Because I have not. Now, final story, which I warned people about when I was in the medical space, and that is that you have tattoo ink, and there's, you know, a propensity of tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people have tattoos right now. The problem with it, guys, right now is 80% of the tattoo ink, to save money, has unknown substances and unknown particles that can wreak havoc on your health right now. You don't want to put this tattoo ink in your skin that you don't know where it came from, guys. So I'm telling you, or family members, make sure you're dealing with something regulated, because what I saw when I was in the medical space was, let's say tattoo ink, you know, for a certain color was $80. And then you'd have the Chinese ink that would come in for $22. I'm gonna buy the Chinese ink, Dan. The problem with it is it's not regulated like the stuff here in the States. So be careful, guys, because you don't wanna have health concerns. You don't want to be able to, you want to be able to get life insurance. You want to be able to get health insurance. And you don't want this to be a problem down the road. And you can call me crazy, call me anything you want. But just check this stuff to make sure it's regulated before you put it in your skin or a family member's skin. Don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Email me as hello@iallegedly.com. We got a bunch of cool announcements coming out, and I cannot wait to share it with you guys. And I will see you guys very soon. Just a real quick video today, but I was blown away at the number of people out of work. I was blown away that inflation went up 0.4%, and we're supposed to ignore it and not think it's no big deal, and it's destroying all our lives. So share your thoughts on all this stuff, guys.